has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It is a Friday, December 30th edition. And I'm here with Rob Sanford.
It's B-Team Friday.
Yeah, back from Mexico. So, you know, I was worried there for a while that you might be in a Mexicali prison. But you guys were a day late in coming back. I go, oh, no, what did I do? I sent them to Mexico, and they're in a Mexicali jail with all the kids and everything. That would have been something. Well, anyways, the market's going to finish on a sour note. That's not good, is it? Hey, the Dow is down 22 points. There's no activity whatsoever. Is anybody working this week?
All of the world is off this week.
Not all of the world.
No. Not in Gunder world.
No, golly, what the heck? Dow is down 22 points, 19,796. And, of course, it's going to close somewhere in that neighborhood, and we'll call it a year. We'll put a bow on it and wrap it up. The S&P 500, it's down 5 points to 2243. The NASDAQ is down 30. You know, it's funny how the NASDAQ just did not participate in this rally. Once Mr. Trump was elected, the NASDAQ doesn't like Trump. Silicon Valley doesn't like Trump. I don't know what's going on there. It is at 54.01. Crude oil is going to end down 21 cents to 53.56. But you know what? This was a great year. I think it was the best year since 2009 for crude oil. The gold market's quiet today. Everything's quiet. Up $1.90, $11.60 on gold. Silver's up 4 cents. 1626. The euro's at 1.05. And where are we going to finish the year in the bond market? 2.47%. And I think we're headed for 3 in 2017. We shall see. That's one of my predictions. So anyways, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, and Rob Sanford. Back from Mexico.
It is Sanford and Son Friday. The Son will join us shortly. We'll have the young gun, Steven Gunderson.
Yeah.
Couldn't talk him into going to Mexico again. Couldn't talk you into going again.
No, I had too much family at home. They come out from South Carolina and spend a week, 2 weeks with us. So we've had a great time. But yesterday I was doing my exercise. I did 5 miles, over 5 miles yesterday on the beach. Mm. And I'm telling you, it was like a summer day. And about halfway through my walk, I get a text from you, and it's this picture of these giant chili rellenos. That's just what I need. I was lunch. I'm doing my 5 mile walk, and here's a picture of giant. You know, those were ancho. Those were poblano chilies.
I gotta tell you, this is the most interesting experience. You know, we've spoken a lot over the last few weeks about the Trump effect. Well, our
chili rellenos.
Now listen. Oh, okay. The Trump effect. Our family has been highly affected with the Gunderson effect. It's the Bill effect.
Yeah,
you know, I'm telling you.
I'm taking you, leading you guys right down the
Yeah, in all the years I have lived in San Diego, in all the years I've been up and down the Pacific side, I've been all the way down to Cabo, all the islands on the Pacific side, but never to the Sea of Cortez until you drug us down there a month or so ago, a couple of months, well, 6 weeks or so ago, and I had to go back. I figured, well, the kids are out of school. We got to show mom. We got to show, you know, we've got that that young family that are friends of ours from church. They've lived here 7 years, Bill, and they've never crossed the border.
And she speaks Spanish.
And she speaks Spanish.
No one to practice.
And you know, I just decided we're going to do it again. The kids are out of school.
I wanted to go. I really did.
Those chili rellenos and shrimp tacos and fresh Mexican tortillas and just, it was, and we couldn't stop talking about Baja Bill the whole time.
Were the shrimp boats right in front of the restaurant?
Absolutely.
You know those shrimp are fresh. I mean, come on. Right. They're not frozen like Long John Silver's.
They're peeling them and deveining them right in the buckets, right in the restaurant as they're rolling out tortillas.
That's just unbelievable.
Incredible.
I'm ready to go again. Well, you know, as soon as it warms up just a little bit, Head on down there again. Well, let's see. How much did it cost in gasoline to drive down there? Oil had its best year since 2009. Optimism over global output cuts stoked buying during the last few months. Do you know that oil's up 50% year to date? Huh. That's been a good play, and I've had some oil stocks that have done pretty well. Now, let's think back on 2017 and the turbulence that we've had. Okay, or 2016. Here we go. The Panama Papers. Does anybody remember the Panama Papers? It exposed a lot of nefarious goings-on underneath the surface. How about Volkswagen's Dieselgate?
Oh, we remember that.
How about the Greek debt relief, Greece almost going bankrupt, the sale of Yahoo, nuclear test and impeachment in Korea, Pokemon Go, Twitter takeover. Did your kids get hooked up to that Pokemon deal?
Oh, no, but yours did.
Steven did.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He almost walked right off the cliff over here on Palomar Airport Road. Twitter takeover rumors. Brexit. What a surprise Brexit was. The plunge in the British pound, the Italian referendum, the panic at Deutsche Bank, OPEC's output deal, and the election of Donald Trump. We've had a Fed rate hike, we've had a dollar surge, and we've had soaring Treasury yields. The headline on Seeking Alpha today, markets wrap up a turbulent year. That and I can tell you as a professional money manager, it was a difficult year, very difficult year.
For most of the year, you almost couldn't predict what was going to happen the very next day. Unbelievable.
No. You couldn't get a trend to last three or 4 weeks.
No pattern whatsoever.
Something else would come along and wipe out that
trend. Catch something on
a
spinnerbait one day and a plastic worm the next.
How was the fishing?
You know, it was okay. It was okay. I mean, it was fun for the trigger fish and for the kids, but the water was real cold.
Yeah, the water's
so
cold.
None of the bigger fish.
The water's been cold in the market here the last 3 weeks. It's funny how the market exploded after the election for 5 weeks, and then the last 3 weeks has just been like watching paint dry. I come into work every day expecting something to happen, and I go through my database of 4,400 stocks, and there's just nothing happening.
Boy, I tell you what, wait till next week. I think we're off to the races next week.
Man, I am ready to come back on Tuesday.
Absolutely.
And start to see the leaders of the market emerge.
Off to the races.
It's almost like opening day of baseball season, and you know, after 3-4 weeks of baseball season, you kind of know who's going to have a good year. And, of course, we're out of it by then. The Padres are, after the first 3 or 4 weeks, we're 12 games behind the Dodgers.
Already.
And talking about next year and how we'll get the top draft choice that won't pan out to be anything. But anyways, the stock market, here's the worst performers in the S&P 500 last year. How about First Solar? Would you buy solar stocks under Trump?
No.
You think he's going to heavily subsidize the solar stocks of the solar industry?
No.
I don't think so. TripAdvisor. Well, so First Solar was down 50%. TripAdvisor was down 45%. Hey, if we looked up on TripAdvisor, the top two restaurants in Gonzaga Bay.
Papa Fernandez and Alfonsina's.
Yeah, they're the only
two. They're the only two.
The only two restaurants.
They're the two top and the two bottom. Yeah.
Now, when you went in Papa Fernandez, you said there's a picture of Bing Crosby on the wall?
And John Wayne, a life-size poster of John Wayne. And
John
a picture
Wayne
of,
hung out there.
And Bing Crosby holding a fish.
Wow. And a pipe in the other hand. Yeah. You know what? Bing is my kind of guy. We were watching TV last night, my wife and I, and we watched a documentary on Frank Sinatra.
Right.
Who she loves Frank Sinatra, okay? And, of course, it brought in Bing Crosby, too, and we got done watching White Christmas just a few weeks ago. But Bing's my kind of guy. He hung out at the racetrack. Yeah. He hung out fishing in Mexico. He bet on horses. He was a good conservative, too.
And there you
Did
go.
You know that?
There
Frank was Frank was on the other side of the fence. But anyways, interesting guy. TripAdvisor down 45%. Under Armour, how about that? Down 38%. When you come back for the second half, will you ask the millennial about Under Armour?
I will, especially with the MLB deal.
Well, and Under Armour, Stephon Curry, you know, of the...
Was it MLB? Or, no, it is MLB.
And they got, and yeah, NBA. And they got that, MLB.
Okay. All right.
But Under Armour really underperforms Nike. You see what I wear.
There you go. That's that dry fit.
I walk about a tenth of a mile faster when I wear Nike shoes. They pay me to wear their shoes.
Yeah, sure they do.
Alexion down 35%. Allergan, the Botox company. I don't know if you saw John Kerry the other day. But
oh, my
that guy's face is full of Botox.
It looks like a cat.
Man, he can't even talk. He's so full of Botox. Just like Joan Rivers. Remember Joan Rivers? She couldn't even talk towards the end. Illumina?
But at least she was humorous about it.
Yeah.
Self-deprecating.
Yeah. Illumina down 33% today, or no, for the year. That's the San Diego company. Regeneron, boy, I'll tell you what, the biotechs had a bad year this year. Gilead down 27%. Maybe they'll be the leaders in 2017. I'll wait for the app to tell me who the leaders are. We know who they are now. I think those trends are in place. When we come back, we'll amplify those trends just a little bit so we can get you started right in 2017. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Docs Now Radio. A few more questions for the millennial to talk about in the second half. Ask him about Chipotle. Down 21.5% this year. Did not have a good year. And he used to eat at Chipotle a lot. Have you seen him eat at Chipotle?
Only by default. I think he admittedly says it's not real Mexican food.
Now, you had real Mexican
food. Oh, my goodness.
When they start from a raw poblano chili picked that day.
In the dark.
And shaving that Jalisco cheese. Now, that's real Mexican food right there, man. Oh, once you've had that, how can you ever go to a taco bar?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're fortunate in San Diego. Because we've got a lot of those folks who have immigrated up here, which is only a 15-minute immigration.
Yeah.
And we've got some great, authentic taco shops here.
That's true.
But not like Baja.
Not like Baja. There's nothing like
it in the world.
Okay, here's one for you. Cabela's discloses that it receives a second request for information. They're trying to buy the Bass Pro Shops.
Reverse.
Or it's Bass,
it's reverse.
Pro
Shops. Okay. It's Bass Pro Shops. Johnny Morris Group, they're going to buy it. Now, I think it's still unclear. Are they going to brand it as Bass Pro Shops, or are they going to leave it as the Cabela's brand?
I think they're going to leave it as Cabela's, because that's the publicly traded company.
Right. Okay. So Bass Pro Shops is going to acquire Cabela's.
I guess. And, they have to listen. Cabela's sells guns.
Yes, they do.
So they, you know what? The current administration is probably not going to allow this thing to happen.
Does Bass Pro Shops, though. Bass Pro Shops is a huge retailer of firearms.
Yeah, you don't want a monopoly on bass lures, Is that good for the consumer? I mean, this is ridiculous. It's just the meddling. The meddling by the federal government.
Leave them alone. I mean, come on.
Let them combine, Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops. That's got to be good for the consumer. But anyways, that's... they're talking that one over. What else happened in 2016? Well, we're going to end today on a weak note. I tweeted yesterday that as I look through hundreds of charts on a daily basis, yesterday I spent most of my day drawing sideways lines indicating a ceiling. That's a ceiling, okay? The stocks have hit a ceiling.
Or maybe a floor.
That's exactly right. See, from this sideways, they can go one of two ways. They can break down, or they can break out to the upside. Now, the numbers would suggest that they're going to break out to the upside. Once we get a little bit of volume, look at how light this has been, half the volume that we normally have here the last couple of weeks.
Well, we've got three factors, I think. We had the election in November. We had the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year. And now we've got the inauguration along with the first of the year. So we've got the first of the year, a complete administration change on the 20th.
Yep.
And it's going to dramatically affect the market, I think, anyway, based on all the folks that I've talked to. People are holding on, expecting a wild, wonderful ride in the next few months.
And I think those sideways trends there that we're seeing for the last 1, 2, 3 weeks now, I think they're going to break out to the upside again. So
there, you've heard it first here, folks.
We'll see. And that's it. Know what? The numbers support it. It's not that, we're making a guess here.
Time to get on the Gunder train.
Well, I look at the charts, and then I look at the valuation, too. And I say, you know what? This thing, is, even though it's going sideways here, it's undervalued still. And that thing's eventually going to break out to the upside. So I think it's just a matter of time. Now, barring something unforeseen, who knows? Maybe we get into a Cold War with Russia. Seems like we're already... Hey, I thought Obama said the Cold War ended. He told Mitt Romney in the debate that the Cold War ended, Mitt. Where have you been? Well, I think Romney was kind of right on that
he? Sure he was.
Russia, we're still in a Cold War with
Russia.
Well,
and Obama, I think, is throwing a little bit of a fit. He's trying to be relevant in his last 20 days.
I think he should have just, you know, kind of gone out gracefully and let the new... But, God, I'll tell you, and I think it's upset the market a little bit that there's so much... you know, just back and forth going on here in the last couple of weeks, which has made the market just really, really just nothing happening at all. Well, today's the last day of that. I'm going to go in. I'm going to start on my newsletter.
What are you going to write about?
You know, I'm going to make my predictions.
Okay.
What else?
All right, you're going to do the Art Bell predictions.
This is the time of year for predictions. I predict that aliens will invade Ukraine.
So this should be a good
UFOs
one on Saturday.
UFOs will circle Seattle. No, yeah, I'm going to make the predictions for the year. And you know, it's dependent. I mean, predictions are dependent on things happening. But right now, based on what we know now, I think that we can make some pretty solid predictions because, you know, a lot of those unknowns that we had in 2016, they've been taken out of the equation. You know, we know what the Fed's going to do this year. We know what the new administration's going to do this year. We know where the earnings estimates are right now. We know that oil has stabilized considerably. So a lot of unknowns. I think it's going to be a really good year in the market. The last really good year in the market we had was back in 2013. And since then, it's been just kind of sideways and trends for a month, and then a new trend comes along, and then that trend ends, and a new trend. I think we have some trends in place, and I'll be writing about that in the newsletter. I think that if investors position themselves properly, if they're positioned properly now, we've already been handsomely rewarded, you know, since about March of this year, but especially since the election. I think they'll be rewarded in 2017. The ones that I worry about are the ones that are going to follow the asset allocation model, which heavily leans on the bond market. That's going to be another prediction. I don't think it will be a very good year for the bond market. Now, do you think the albacore will return in 2017? Will we ever see an albacore in San Diego waters?
Only
again?
In Washington, up there where they listen to us in Seattle.
Man, I'm telling you, I love albacore fishing. And I mean, I like yellowfin tuna and all. There's nothing wrong with yellowfin, but there's nothing like it.
Well, if they don't show up, we got to go to Seattle and fish out the mouth of the Columbia River.
I guess
there.
We do. Maybe we've got some listeners up in Seattle
that are
dialed into the albacore fishing up there. Albacore have long fins. They're called long fins. Chicken of the sea,
yes,
right?
Indeed.
Chickens.
White meat tuna.
When they hit the deck, those long fins are flapping. And when they're filleted, oh, man, and cooked on the barbecue or canned. Oh. We used to can them.
Well, that's why it's three times more expensive than typical tuna.
Yeah, it's expensive stuff. Anyways, well, we're talking tuna. We're talking chili rellenos. I grow those big poblano chilies. They're beautiful.
Oh,
they're
they are.
Dark green. Okay, now in America, most chili rellenos are made from the Anaheim chili, the long, green, skinny ones. Those ones that you sent me a picture of, those look like poblanos. They
as
have
big as a Nerf football.
Yeah, they have more flavor.
Oh, they're great.
And they're thicker.
Yes.
I mean, you can make a meal on a stuffed poblano chili, which you did, and had quite a good time there. Well, anyways, the markets are slightly down here today. It's going to be a quiet day. Not for me, though. I'm off to the races. I'm going to write the newsletter here and try to get you positioned for 2017 when we come back on Tuesday.
Yes,
Tuesday. Indeed. All right. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Sanford and Son. Everybody have a great New Year's. I hope your football team wins this weekend. All right.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who has left the building. This is Rob Sanford, and Stephen Gunderson is now officially Sanford and Son Friday because your senior half, the El Jefe, has left the building. We heard the door closed. Where did he go?
It could have been Lisa coming in.
It could have been. Now our headphones are too quiet. Let me turn that back up there. Can you hear us now? How about that? Is that better? You can hear yourself there?
Sure.
Okay. Now, tell me about your Christmas.
We had a great Christmas.
Okay, because this is the last show, Stephen Gunderson.
Before the new year.
That we will ever do together in 2016.
That's right.
This is it.
Yeah.
Your father's off working on the newsletter. Well, right now he's off chasing an Egg McMuffin, I'm sure.
Maybe
he is. And you are getting ready to go have bacon with me. And this is the last show that we will do in 2016. So tell me all the things that Santa Claus brought to your world.
We didn't really do Santa this year.
Oh, come on. You have a little
girl. Our daughter
girl.
Doesn't understand yet. So kind of.
I guarantee
next
it,
year.
She understands ripping presents open.
Oh, yeah. She'd like that.
Okay.
She didn't know who they were from, though.
Oh, she didn't know they were from Santa. All right. And what'd she get?
She got all sorts of stuff. You know, we kind of lucked out this year because we didn't really buy that much for her.
Oh, because
we knew everyone else would. Oh, yeah. Grandma and grandpa, aunts and uncles, you know.
Right. Uh-huh.
So we just got her like a couple little things. We gave her one present a week early just because she was kind of sick. She loves that toy, though. She got a thousand toys, it seems like, and she's having fun trying.
So you're filling up that new house.
Tasting all of them.
You're filling them all up with toys. Give it about 5 or 6 years, and every single October, November, you're going to have to give away a bunch of toys to make room for all the new toys.
Or just rewrap them until they figure it out.
That's right. Here, unwrap this again.
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite dolly.
It could be a toy they forgot about. You never know.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting that we've gone through this this crazy up and down 2016, capped it off with a wonderful Christmas season, and now we're headed off to 2017. And your dad's writing the newsletter with his predictions. He said he's going to write a whole bunch of predictions about what's going to take place in 2017. And see, I'm curious to see in the next couple of months how the Gunder predictions come true. I wonder what he's going to write about.
It sounds intriguing.
It does sound intriguing. So it's our job now to kind of, promote the fact that if you're not getting the newsletter, if you're not getting the Best Stocks Now newsletter from Bill Gunderson, from the press, from the pen of William Gunderson, then you got to be crazy because it's free.
Yeah, and he might be wrong, but you still want to read the predictions, right?
I still like reading his stories.
It's like when the baseball season starts and all the experts pick who's going to win the World Series. You still want to read it, find out, is my team on the list?
Never.
But, you know, it's still fun.
It's still fun.
Yeah.
So tomorrow is the measuring stick as to how things are going to go over the next couple of months. And Bill's going to write them all down. And you're going to get them in your newsletter. I'm sorry, in your email inbox on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a lot of people driving to go cool places for the long weekend. And they want to subscribe and get the newsletter. So how do they do it?
Go to GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
Click on the Contact Us page. Fill it out.
Fill it out.
That's it.
And now you're going to get the information.
No credit card information. You don't have to send us a check or anything.
Nothing.
Just fill it out. And then I put you in our system and get you set up to get the newsletter tomorrow.
And I think everybody's traveling the last couple of weeks.
It's been pretty slow.
Because we haven't had anybody. We've got a few, just a handful. But this is a good opportunity. If you're sitting next to somebody in the car and you're driving right now across the frozen tundra of North America, just have the person next to you Google Bill Gunderson or go to GundersonCapital.com, sign up for the newsletter. You can do it on your pad or your smartphone or something like that. And you can then read all the exciting stock predictions that Bill will have in tomorrow's newsletter, which will come out, let's see, that'll be December 31st.
Yeah.
That's December 31st tomorrow, so it'll be the December 31st newsletter.
Yep.
Only once every 7 years or so does it actually fall on the very last day of the year, the newsletter.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like the 28th or whenever the Saturday is, the last Saturday.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Now, finally, your dad asked me, as we were talking about various stocks in the first couple of segments, he asked me to ask you about a few of the millennial things.
The millennial things.
The millennial things.
Because they're so different than your things.
Well, and they truly are.
Okay.
Because he said to me that you regularly eat at Chipotle, and I had to correct him.
I do not.
I know it. I know. You don't.
When we worked downtown before we moved up here,
that's
there was a Chipotle in our building.
The bottom floor.
And sometimes that's just the most convenient thing to eat, and it was... I mean, I ate there probably once a week just because I had to, because there wasn't much else to walk to, really, unless you wanted to spend a ton of money.
Right.
And this was fast. It was, I mean, still pretty expensive.
And I would turn you down about 50% of the time, but even I would sometimes go down there
because
it was convenience.
Yeah.
But
now that we're up here,
there's
taco shops on every corner.
Would you
ever go? Mexican food.
Now, you know.
I haven't been to Chipotle since.
Nor have I.
No.
Nor
have
I.
I would never.
Ever again.
Want to.
So Chipotle stock got crushed this year, not because the food is terrible. I mean, according to most,
issues.
But they had the E. coli issues, and those were.
But
a couple
that
of
wouldn't stop
ones.
Me from eating at Juanita's down the street.
No, it wouldn't.
But Chipotle, yeah.
So if you go into Juanita's Taco Shop and there's a bee in the window from the health department,
that Juanita's has been shut down 3 or 4 times throughout my life,
and that's a good indicator that the food is excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good food.
That's exactly right. So that's authentic Mexican food, unlike the Taco Bellish type Chipotle that's there.
Chipotle is a lot better than Taco Bell. I'll say that. It's good.
I cannot believe you just said that.
Well, Taco Bell stinks.
Now, you know, Ed.
Their breakfast is all right, though.
World famous Ed is putting this on the disc. I want this segment to be titled Taco Bell Stinks in the words of Stephen Gunderson.
It's not very good. I mean, come on.
Okay. And so Chipotle, I think, is just kind of a glorified, fancied up, a little fresher version of Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. And the ingredients are good. It's just.
Yeah, the tortillas are terrible.
If you're in the Midwest, I could see,
you know,
I could see going to Chipotle a lot.
I think so.
Or East Coast, even.
Anywhere.
I mean, anywhere but Southern California
or South Texas, where we're heard.
Yeah.
Or even some of the areas where there are Southern Arizona, where there are real Mexican taco shops. But see, Mexican food in San Diego is different because it's Baja Mexican food.
Yeah,
it's people who have immigrated.
It's the best of the Mexican foods.
People have immigrated.
It's not Tex-Mex.
No, it's not. It's real Baja.
That's not real.
No.
It's not Northern California Mexican food. Theirs is weird, too.
Yeah, it's right on the border. Tijuana, Ensenada, Rosarita, Mexicali, greasy, full of chilies and desert
lard.
Beef. Yeah.
Gotta have lard.
Okay. So Chipotle, then, as a prediction, their stock going into 2017, up or down? What do you think? Come on now, this is a young gun prediction.
I would
prediction.
Probably say up.
I would think, because it got slaughtered, right?
It got killed.
It got slaughtered
and
all year.
A lot of people love Chipotle. My age, I don't understand it, but kids love it.
Yeah, yeah.
They do.
Unfortunately. You know, because they've never been exposed.
I would say up.
To Baja Mexican food.
Right.
So it'll probably go
I have
go
friends
up.
Here who love Chipotle.
So there's a Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, millennial prediction for a best stock now.
It's not a recommendation.
Oh, yeah. We have to slide that in.
Not
it's not a recommendation.
I'm predicting.
But it's an example of what could
ball.
Possibly be
yeah.
a terrible Mexican food best stock now.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So there we go. We highlighted a stock based on your opinion of their fake Mexican food.
Right.
All right. Good. All right. Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. So now as we watch that stock over the next few weeks, perhaps even just the mention
year.
Of this.
Next year.
This oh, over the next year. Year. So we're looking at a year long.
Yeah.
So when we have our final show at the end of 2017.
Whoever it closes tomorrow.
Let's
today,
look
I
it
guess.
Up on the app. Let's find out where it ranks right now. So we'll look up
all
Chipotle
right.
on the Best Stocks Now app. Now, this is live radio, folks. So he's now logging into the Best Stocks Now app.
I didn't have to log in. I'm already there. It
oh,
gets a
there.
C minus.
It gets a C minus.
It's ranked number 3,297 out of 4,189 stocks.
So it's 3,300. It's 3,297.
Out of 4189.
Out of 4189 stocks that are on the Best Stocks Now app.
That's brutal.
So it's way down there. And what's it trading at today?
Over the last 12 months, it's down 23%.
Okay, 12 months, it's down 23%.
All right, so yesterday it closed at $376.
I remember when it was like 500.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yep.
Wow. So really, it's got some upside potential. Yeah. I mean, it really does.
It does.
In both quality of food and price of stock.
It's just in a downtrend.
Hey, when we get back, we'll tell you about how to get the Best Stocks Now app and rank your favorite restaurant. This is Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful Carlsbad, California. That's North San Diego County in Southern California, for those who are listening across the fruited plain. And we are on the west coast of the United States, where it's supposed to rain all weekend long. So we're going to take
again.
Well, so we had a rainy weekend for our 4-day weekend, and now we're going to have a rainy weekend for our 3-day weekend.
And yesterday was 80 degrees.
Yeah, it was pushing 80 degrees on the beach, and it was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And now we've got a 3-day weekend here to end 2016, going to 2017. It's going to rain all doggone weekend long.
Well, we do need the rain.
We do need the rain. And we're not...
I would just rather it be Monday through Friday.
You know? Rain Monday through Friday and have a beautiful 80-degree
It only
weekend.
Rains on the weekends here.
I know. On purpose, it rains on the doggone weekend.
So weird.
So now, speaking of today being the last Friday of the year, I know we've talked about this during the break, but I guarantee you that 95% of our listening audience, which is probably like 20 people at this point. I guarantee you that 18 of those people don't know that today is National Bacon Day.
Wow.
Now, I think that
I didn't know that before you told me.
That's one of your three food groups. That's one of your
it
three.
In fact,
I think it's your one food group. Here, let me fix your mic so you're not microphoning your right shoulder.
Yeah.
There you go. So, being that it's National Bacon Day, there has to be. A lot of people that don't realize it's National Bacon Day that need to go out and eat some bacon today.
It's always an excuse.
Because tomorrow, I think, is National Heart Health Day.
Every day there's some like national day that no one... Like, National Ice Cream Day.
I know.
It's like just a way for people to eat this stuff.
I think there's a website that you can look up all the national days that there are in the world. And today, being National Bacon Day, we're going to celebrate by going across the street. There's a restaurant in Carlsbad called Tip Top, and it's a German meat market.
And it is good.
They have a breakfast called Big John's. And that breakfast is 3 eggs, hash browns, toast, and all you can eat bacon.
Or sausage.
Or
ham.
Yeah, ham. In the meat, whatever meat you want to
eat. All you can eat meat. You can get an assortment of all of them, too.
All you can eat.
It's just
meat.
What we need.
But on National Bacon Day, it's got to be all you can eat bacon.
Man, this place can be packed.
That's right. Well, for those in the know, you know. So anyway, we spent the break trying to look up a bacon stock that we could talk about.
Man, I think Hormel is the only one.
You think?
There's maybe a couple other ones, but maybe Tyson. I don't know. Isn't Tyson more chicken?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
so,
turkey. Isn't turkey and Tyson and chicken?
Sure.
Turkey's in every case. So find yourself a bacon stock and invest in it for today only. Be a day trader on a bacon stock
today.
Don't do
it.
Don't do it. No, that's not a recommendation. All right? The recommendation is to come to San Diego, go up to North County with us, and have all you can eat bacon for breakfast today.
And then a Mexican taco shop for lunch.
There you go. And then a stent operation on your heart on Monday,
yeah.
And that's about it. So anyway, if you don't have the Best Stocks Now app and you can't find a bacon stock, Tell folks how, you know, because we've been talking about the newsletter. Your dad's out there diligently working on the newsletter. Well, what about if they just want to get all this neat stuff on their iPhone, their iPad, their computer? You know, how do they
get it? You noticed last segment, you asked me, hey, look up Chipotle. Where's it ranked?
Bam.
Matter of seconds, I was there looking at it.
All right.
That could be you. Someone could ask you, hey, I want to buy this stock. What do you think about it? You'd be like, hey, hold on.
Hey, watch this.
You know, it's ranked number 2,000 out of 4,000 stocks. It sucks.
Yeah, okay. All
and
right.
That guy'd be like, what? How'd you
do that?
How'd you know that?
So tell people how you did it.
All right, so on your smartphone, if you have an Android operating system phone, you go to the Google Play Store.
Okay.
Search Best Stocks Now, and it's free. It's a free download. That's it.
Still don't agree with that whole philosophy.
But you don't have to do anything. It downloads it, puts it on your phone. It's all free. You don't have to pay for anything. It's on your phone. If you have an iPhone, just go to the App Store, search Best Stocks Now. Same thing. It's free. It installs it for you. You don't have to really do anything.
Best Stocks Now.
And if you don't have a smartphone or if you don't want to use a smartphone, maybe your storage is full because most people's are, you can go to beststocksnowapp.com.
That's APP.
In any browser. And it's there, right there.
What's a browser?
In a browser?
Yeah. What's a browser?
Like Safari or Google Chrome or
just regular
Microsoft Edge.
Or Yahoo.
Internet Explorer.
Or Google. Or just the little bar up on the top where you type in a website address.
Yeah, the URL.
Yeah. So you just type in beststocksnowapp.com.
Yeah.
And
it's
bam,
right there. Everything
there
that would be on your phone is on a computer, and you can do it on your phone.
And then you can rank, see all the ranked stocks.
Yeah.
And
search for any symbol you want. You can go and you can see. We already have a section where it ranks them 1 through 300, and you can click on that and look at them.
I love that the Best Stocks Now app is kind of the portal to the world of Bill Gunderson. Because you can
get the radio show on
yes,
there.
Yes, yes.
You can sign up for the newsletter on there.
Yes.
You can access the newsletter on there.
It's kind of like Bill Gunderson Central, the beststocksnowapp.com.
Yep.
All right. Or the Best Stocks Now app, if you want to use it as an app.
Right.
All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Great
Easy
deal.
Enough.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty neat deal. So that's our gift to you here for the new year.
A free app.
A free app.
And what the newsletter with the predictions.
A free newsletter.
We got to...
Now, I'm going to say it again, since it's the last Friday of the year, the last Sanford and Son Friday of the year, you have to be a knucklehead not to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter, because it is F-R-E-E.
Yes.
It's free. So if you're not getting it, you're a big doggone dummy.
And if you're already getting it, you don't need to sign up again. Because you're already getting it.
That's right. Doggone it. We needed to talk about that last week. Remember that? Well, we keep forgetting.
We've gotten a lot of duplicates. It says, don't get anything different. It's just the same newsletter.
So if you're already getting the app, don't re-sign up for it. Or if you're already getting the newsletter, don't re-sign up for it just because we're calling you a knucklehead for not getting it.
You're already getting it. You're fine.
You're fine.
You're not getting anything different.
Okay.
But predictions for 2017. It's a good newsletter to get.
As a gift for Steven. Because he gets all those. If you are getting the Best Stocks Now newsletter, sign up again today.
Oh.
And so he gets them all in his email. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. Hey, listen, get the Best Stocks Now newsletter, get the Best Stocks Now app, and lastly, if you want a money manager, if you want somebody to take care of your money, it's got to be Bill Gunderson. He's the guy, in my opinion. And you can just go to GundersonCapital.com. And check out all there is to know about Bill Gunderson. If you want to talk to us, call us at 855-611-BEST. We'll be here all day today.
Have a happy new year.
Yes. It's Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson in for Bill. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now.
The show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.